21 minutes past 6, Sabah Muslim Drive Time on Radio Islam International. South African households and businesses again under pressure after Eskom started load shedding yesterday evening, with further rolling blackouts possible today and tomorrow. At the same time, Joburg Mayor Mpho Polatse says the municipality intends to buy 500 megawatts of electricity from independent producers to help avert ongoing power outages in South Africa's economic hub. Joining us now, we have the mayor's spokesperson, Mabin Siebi. Mabin, a very good morning to you. Welcome once again to Radio Islam International.
Good morning to you and the listeners.
How does this work? Tell us about the plan.
If the listeners will recall, the executive mayor at the end of May this year convened a two-day energy in Durban, and that was to set a path for the city of Johannesburg to be able to wean off its dependency on Eskom. And part of that was to look at how much energy does the city of Johannesburg need and what kind of energy do we want to use. And of course, we are looking at working with City Power, and we've done an analysis, and that would require us to procure an additional 500 megawatts. And why 500 megawatts? Because effectively we need an additional 100 megawatts of electricity per stage of load shedding. So it, as we sit now, if we were able to procure another 200 megawatts, say, today, the stage two load shedding were to kick in, Johannesburg would be saved from this crisis.
Is there a formal process that needs to be adopted before this can become a reality?
Part of the work that has begun immediately after the Energy Indaba MMC for Environment and Infrastructure Services, Councillor Michael Sun, went on a study tour of Cape Town, who are at an advanced stage in this process. And that was to get an understanding from the city of Cape Town how they managed requests from proposals. That's essentially going out to the market and understanding what technologies and ideas are out there. And then once this request for proposals process is completed, then we go out to tender. In fact, the request for proposal framework is sitting with National Treasury, and we're waiting for that to be approved. Once that's approved, then we'll be able to start advertising those RFPs. And ultimately, we're looking at a timeline of the next 18 to 36 months to be able to procure this power. But in the interim, we've allocated the largest capital expenditure share of 1.2 billion rand to City Power, and this has enabled to allow City Power to refurbish and upgrade the grid, as well as an additional 1.6 billion rand in operating expenditure to reduce the number of outages. This is because in order for us to procure this energy from IPPs, they essentially need to tap into our grid, and we need to ensure that we're dealing with a stable grid that's able to distribute electricity across the city of Johannesburg. So this is, we're quite excited about this move, and the Executive Mayor Councillor Mpho Polatse is taking a very hands-on approach to this project, because ultimately the city of Johannesburg is the economic hub of the country, and by extension the continent, and the collapse of our distribution network could effectively lead to the collapse of South Africa and Africa's economy. So this is an important endeavor that we're embarking on, and we're confident that we'll be able to fulfill this in the next 18 to 36 months.
Now, the approval from National Treasury, do you see it as a formality, or could there be, you know, politicking that kicks in and resistance of some sort?
Well, this is a supply chain management issue, and of course the legislation around that lies with National Treasury. We don't see any resistance coming from National Treasury. City of Cape Town has done this. Other municipalities in the Western Cape, as well as our neighbor here in Ekurhuleni, are already working on this. And Eskom, in its own articulation, welcomes moves where municipalities are able to produce their own electricity. Residents will know that as the city of Johannesburg, we don't produce any of our own electricity. We're merely distributors, but we're going to get a point where we're able to produce our own electricity, and of course ensure that the residents of Johannesburg receive reliable, sustainable and affordable energy.
So just to summarize for the benefit of our listeners, this is a much needed project that gets underway now, but the benefits will only be seen in the long term.
Well, the 1836 is the best case scenario. That is the short term. That is, for all intents and purposes, the overnight solution. There is no real overnight solution, and this is the work that we have done. This is an administration that has been in office for only around 9 months. But already we have hit the ground running to ensure that we're able to repair and rebuild Johannesburg.
All right, Mabin, thank you for your time. Always appreciate it.
Likewise.
That was Mabin Siebe. He is the spokesperson for the executive mayor of Johannesburg, Mpopolatse.